In Buddhist meditation, there are two stages, stopping and looking deeply, shamatha and vipassana. In order to be able to see deeply, first you've got to stop. Stop the thinking, stop the constant narration inside the head. In order to do that, we use awareness of the breath as a tool to quiet the mind. So in this meditation, we focus inside of ourselves, initially relaxing the body, then bringing a relaxed yet vigilant focus to the breath. With practice, this technique can help us develop one-pointed attention, a requirement for the advanced first-person investigation of the mind. So first of all, let's put our body in a comfortable but vigilant posture. This can be even laying down, or standing up, or traditionally sitting, either in a cross-legged posture, on a cushion, or in a chair. Let's make sure we're comfortable. Pain is not part of this process. The back should be away from the back of the chair if we're sitting on a chair. The spine straight but not rigid. The chest slightly lifted and the chin parallel to the floor. Shoulders relaxed, the eyes closed. We'll just start with an awareness of the body, starting from the top of the head. Imagine an oval or an ellipse about the size of a large coin at the very crown of the head. So start with a simple awareness of any sensations in this area. And then gradually expand the ellipse until it covers the entire top of the head. So now you're aware, or you're being aware, of any sensations going on the top of your head. And move the ellipse down to the right side of the head, including the ear. And just be aware of any sensations there. And now to the left side of the head, the back of the head. So now we're really aware of any sensations on the top, the right, the left, the back of the head. And now we'll move that ellipse of awareness, that field or scanner, to the face. Aware of the forehead, any sensations around the eyes. Do you feel any tension there, any other feelings? Over the temples, the cheeks, the upper lip, the lower lip, the tongue resting in the mouth. Any sensations in the mouth itself? Any sensations on the chin? The feeling of the face as a whole? What expression is on our face right now? So we're not doing anything, we're just noting any sensations in the body. Let's just notice, are there any sensations in the head itself? The whole head, anywhere there. The neck, the throat, the shoulder girdle, the right shoulder, the right arm, all the way down to the hand and the fingers and the fingertips. And the left shoulder, all the way down through the elbow, the wrist, the palm of the hand, down the fingers and the fingertips. It's like you're putting on a glove for your right arm and your left arm, and you're just aware of this, of these two appendages that you have from within, not imagining what they look like outside, not imagining the anatomical drawings you've seen, but just what do you actually feel in your right arm? What do you actually feel in your left arm or in your middle finger? Just feel the whole arm down to the fingertips. We're aware of the body from within. It's called the somatic body. Any sensations in the upper chest, whether outside the body on the skin or inside the body, the middle chest, including the diaphragm, the rib cage. You feel the expansion and contraction of the lungs. Can you feel the heart beating? Any sensations in the abdomen? They could be neutral, they could be positive, they could be negative. Let's go back to the top of the back, shoulder blades, upper back, middle back. Any sensations in the lower back, pelvic region? Might feel your weight on the chair. Any sensations in the pelvis? Any sensations left hip down to the left upper leg, knee? Any sensations in the right, in the left calf, the ankle, the heel, arch of the foot, the ball of the foot, big toe? See if you can feel anything in the second toe without moving it. The third toe, fourth toe, little toe. The outside edge of the foot, the top of the foot. Aware of the entire left leg from the hip all the way down to the tips of the toes. The right hip, the upper thigh, all the way down to the right knee, the right calf, the right shin, the ankle. Any sensations in the right leg at all? In the heel, the foot, maybe the feeling of the pressure of the foot on the floor, the arch, the ball of the foot. And then see which toes you can feel. No judgment, just see what's there. And the top of the foot, the entire right leg. Now we're aware of both legs, from the tips of the toes up to the hips, or the pelvis, the entire torso. We're inhabiting our body, each arm, all 10 fingers, the back, the throat and the neck, the face and the head. We're aware of our entire body from the inside, aware of any sensations going on, not visualizing some anatomy book, but just simply aware of what actually, we're actually feeling. And most of it's going to be neutral. But we're resting our body in its natural state. Now, we're not speaking right now, so we're resting our external speech in its natural state, which is quiet. But our internal speech is not quiet. So how do we quiet down the inner speech? One way to do this is by becoming aware of the breath, which is connected with our thinking mechanism and our speaking mechanism. So as we exhale, we follow the breath all the way out to the very end, without breathing purposefully, just allowing the breath to fall in and fall out, like liquid out of a glass that's tipped over. It just falls, 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 falls. And then allowing the breath to come in naturally on its own, and then the breath to move out naturally on its own. Following with our awareness of the breath, all the way as it goes out, all the way. Trying to witness the very instant the in-breath is born. And then again with the next breath, witnessing the very end of the out-breath and the very birth of the new in-breath. Allowing the breath to come and go as the body needs it to. Allow the body to just do the breathing for you as if you're in deep sleep. Now we'll perform an act of will, just consciously allowing ourselves to switch off. No need to think about what's going to happen 10 minutes from now, or an hour from now, what happened yesterday or 20 years ago. Let's just be here now and continue our gentle focus. So here we are, holding our body from within, gently, calmly watching as the breath moves in and out. You may notice now the effects of the respiration on the body as the body breathes in. What kind of sensations go on inside as the body breathes in? And as it breathes out, what kind of sensations do we feel? This is a sensory experience, not an intellectual one. We're just feeling what we feel as a result of our respiration. And aware of that, let's move to a deeper examination of the breath itself. What's the quality of the breath as it comes in and out? Is it rough or smooth? Is it gentle or ragged? Is it regular? Does it have a silky quality or a ropey quality? What is our breath really like? Is the quality of the in-breath the same as the quality of the out-breath? Is the length of the in-breath the same as the length of the out-breath? Is our in-breath long or short? Is our out-breath long or short? There's no right or wrong. The breath is just providing whatever the body needs. Let's just allow the body to do the breathing by itself. One image we can use is from the ancient Hindu scriptures. The breath is the horse, and the mind is the rider. The rider rides the horse as the breath comes in and goes out. We gently stay on the horse as we observe the qualities of the in-breath and observe the qualities of the out-breath. Another image is the image of a butterfly gently landing on a flower. The flower shaking a little with the weight of the butterfly and then stabilizing. The mind being the butterfly and the breath being the flower. And then the butterfly just folds its wings and sits there for a while. It's a gentle form of concentration. Now let's bring our attention to the belly. We'll relax the belly and just watch as it expands with the in-breath and contracts with the out-breath. We're not doing anything, just watching it come up and release down, keeping the belly relaxed. More and more deeply relaxed. You really notice if you practice this regularly, the quality of the breath becomes finer, softer, smoother. It becomes enjoyable to breathe in and breathe out. You may sense as you practice energy moving into your body as you breathe in. Relaxation, letting go as you breathe out. Again, we're not learning how to breathe. Our body already knows how to breathe. We're letting the mind relax, take a vacation, and just watch as the body breathes. And maybe now just notice any points of tension coming up in the body. And with an exhale, allow the body to release that tension. And as you sit in tranquility, if you feel the mind becoming dull or spacey, as you inhale, rouse the mind to be present. And as you exhale, you can allow it to just relax. Inhaling, you become present. You really become here. And you maintain the softness of the belly, allowing the body to do the breathing. And now we'll bring the session to a close.